Between 1986 and 1987, 7 million dependent children disappeared from the U.S., a consequence of an IRS requirement that only persons with Social Security numbers could be listed on tax forms. Between 1987 and 1988, 2.6 million child care workers disappeared from the U.S., a consequence of another requirement that eligible child care credits on taxes require Social Security numbers of providers. In both cases, population estimates changed suddenly and markedly. Also, the counts of Hispanics distributed by the Census Bureau increased in 2000, although the actual number of persons did not. A question regarding people's ethnicity was included in the U.S. Census beginning in 1970 on the long form. In 1980, it was added to the short form, but had the highest non-response rate of all the questions on the survey. In 1992, the U.S. and Canada organized an international conference on the measurement of ethnicity. The only consensus the conference participants could reach so that there was no universally accepted definition of ethnicity. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines ethnicity as of or relating to large groups of people classed according to common racial, national, tribal, religious, linguistic, or cultural origin or background. The U.S. Census Bureau defines it as the heritage, nationality group, lineage, or a country of birth of the person or the person's parents or ancestors before their arrival in the United States. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines Hispanic origin as relating to or being a person of Latin American descent living in the U.S., especially one of Cuban, Mexican, or Puerto Rican origin. It is important to note that someone who is considered Hispanic can be of any race. The U.S. Census Bureau changed the way they asked people to determine if they were Spanish or Hispanic origin or not between the 1990 and 2000 censuses. The 1990 census asked the race of a person prior to the question on Hispanic origin. They discovered that some people felt as though the question on Hispanic origin was redundant after already answering the question on race. Therefore, they did not answer the question on Hispanic origin. The 2000 census asked the question about Hispanic origin prior to the question determining a person's race, and the participant was instructed to answer both questions. In 2000, the word origin was also removed and Latino was added. The 1990 census gave examples of other classifications for Hispanic origin. These examples were removed from the 2000 question. The Census Bureau collects this information because it is used for such things as enforcement of bilingual election rules under the Voting Rights Act and the monitoring and enforcement of equal employment opportunities under the Civil Rights Act. From the epidemiologic perspective, for some diseases, Hispanics have different risks than non-Hispanics, so it is important to look at rates of Hispanics separate from non-Hispanics. It's a little slow. Some Hispanics changed how they classified themselves depending on the wording and order of the census questions. We wanted to know if these changes in how Hispanics were counted would have an impact on Connecticut cancer incidence rates between 1994 and 2000. Connecticut decennial census counts from 1990 and 2000 were obtained by gender and ethnicity, as well as the 1990 population estimates. Linear projections by gender and ethnicity of population counts were performed from 1994 to 2000 using 1990 and 1995 populations, and then reverse projections using 1995 and 2000 population counts. Therefore, there were two sets of population projections. Incidence counts were obtained from the Surveillance Epidemiology and End Results software, SEERSTAT, from 1994 to 2000 by gender and ethnicity for breast, prostate, colorectal, and lung cancers. start talking, it'll flip. According to Sear, Hispanic data include people who identify themselves as being of Hispanic origin. Hispanic ethnicity is considered independent of race, so Hispanic persons may again be of any race. Incidence data was grouped into three-year periods to remove some of the variability between years. These three-year periods moved incrementally by year, so that there were 5 3-year periods using data between 1994 and 2000. Incidence rates were calculated using population projections based on 1990 and 2000 independently and by gender and ethnicity. Risk ratios, also by gender and ethnicity, were calculated within population projection census years, and t-tests were performed between the census year and Hispanic over non-Hispanic groups of ratios. Breast cancer rates increased over time for both Hispanics and non-Hispanics. Non-Hispanics had higher rates than Hispanics. When using the 1990 census population counts as the denominator, the rates were higher than those created using the 2000 census counts. In the last 3-year period, the relative risk of Hispanics compared to non-Hispanics was 0.70 when using the 1990 counts and 0.77 when using the 2000 counts. P-values of the t-test comparing ratios of the incidence rates created by the 1990 and 2000 census counts were greater than 0.05, therefore they were not statistically significantly different. Prostate cancer incidence rates for Hispanics were higher than those for non-Hispanics, as it'll show soon, until possibly the last 3-year period, depending on what, if you're looking at the 1990 or 2000 based rates. The rates for Hispanics increased then decreased, while the rates for non-Hispanics did the opposite. The rates calculated by the 1990 census counts were significantly different than those calculated using the 2000 counts. The relative risk in the last 3-year period of Hispanics compared to non-Hispanics was 1.06 using the 1990 counts, 1.00 using the 2000 counts. The colorectal cancer incidence rates for non-Hispanic males did not change much over time compared to the rates for Hispanic males. Their rates increased sharply between the first 2 periods to be higher than the rates of the non-Hispanic males, and then decreased again to just about where they began in our study period. The difference between the incidence rates created by the different census counts was significantly different. In the last 3-year period, the relative risks of Hispanics compared to non-Hispanics was 0.82 using the 1990 and 2000 counts. Note that the incidence rates were again lower using the 2000 counts for both Hispanic and non-Hispanics compared to rates using the 1990 counts. Colorectal cancer incidence rates in non-Hispanic females increased over time, while the rate for non-Hispanic females zigzagged and ended at about where it began. However, the rates for non-Hispanic females always remained higher than the Hispanic rates. The difference between the rates created by the different census counts were not significantly different. In the last 3-year period, the relative risk for Hispanics compared to non-Hispanics was 0.90 using the 1990 counts and 0.88 using the 2000 counts. Lung cancer incidence rates for non-Hispanic males increased within the first 4 periods and were higher than the Hispanic male rates, which increased more sharply than the non-Hispanic rates. There was not any significant difference between rates created by the different census counts. In the last 3-year period, the relative risk of Hispanics compared to non-Hispanics was 0.85 using the 1990 counts and 0.79 using the 2000 counts. Lung cancer incidence in females increased in both ethnic groups, but more so in Hispanic women, although the rates were higher for non-Hispanic females. Again, there was no significant difference between the rates created by the different census counts. The relative risk in the last 3-year period of Hispanics compared to non-Hispanics was 0.82 using the 1990 counts and 0.80 using the 2,000 counts. The rates produced by the 2,000 population counts were lower than the rates created by the 1990 population counts in all cancers that we looked at. Populations change from four sources: births, deaths, migration in, and migration out. Individuals who are now able to designate themselves as Hispanic are migrating out of the white category and into the Hispanic category. That should make the non-Hispanic population smaller and the Hispanic population larger. If nothing else were to change, one could expect larger rates for non-Hispanics and smaller ones for Hispanics between 1990 and 2000. But that's not the case. Both ethnic groups have higher rates because of the incidence of cancer increases in both groups for most of the cancers. Although there was not any significant difference in census year ratios for females, there was significant difference when looking at prostate cancer incidence and male colorectal cancer incidence. The Census Bureau changed the way the questions were presented and worded on the 1990 and 2000 censuses. Perhaps a large number of males changed the way they classified their ethnicity between the 1990 and 2000 censuses because of these changes in the questions. Because of these differences, the prostate cancer and male colorectal cancer incidence rates were significantly different. The types of differences in incidence rates can affect how cancer control programs are implemented and evaluated. Therefore, when interpreting rates based on ethnicity, one must interpret it carefully. Thank you.
Do you want to wait for some questions?
We actually have time for one or two questions right now.
I did. It was just a linear. Race question first and the question on Hispanic origin second. So a lot of people just answered the race question and figured that the other question was redundant, so didn't answer it. That was one of the big differences. And then there were some changes in wording, too.
One more question.
You mentioned that
Well, I looked at the SEER website, and I didn't really look at the race.
How? The reason why I asked is because it says that self-identifying race in hospitals and
whatever.
Based on name or
Well, maybe that's the... So maybe if it is in the medical record, perhaps, then the patient self-identified, but if not, then they...